This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
She's a 24-year-old female Golden Glove boxer currently holding the International Boxing Organization's Africa Junior Championship title. She's undefeated at 8-0. She's heading off for a World Championship boxing title fight. Good morning to Simamkele Tucheni. Simamkele, good morning and welcome to Radio K Pulpit and Radio Disa.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
You're so welcome. You feeling nervous about your title fight? What's going around in your head as you get ready for the big day?
Oh, I'm feeling excited. I'm not nervous at all.
It's a really big deal. So let's find out. I mean, you're a firefighter and now you're going to be a world title boxer. Wow, talk about a South African young female star. I want to know, how did you get into boxing from being a firefighter? What's that story all about?
Okay, so it all started in 2020 when it was COVID-19. Mm-hmm. That time there was a lockdown and I was a rugby player at that time. So just to keep fit, I was running every day. And then the other day I saw this team. It was training in the Langa station. Mm-hmm. I was staying in Langa at that time. They were training there, and then I decided to just join them and then continue with my run. And then the second day, I just decided to join again, just do some push-ups and sit-ups.
Yeah.
And then on the third day, they gave me gloves. I was like, okay. And then they made me do sparring, and then I was good on sparring. And then when the lockdown lifted, I decided to go and join them in that boxing team.
What a journey. Let's just not even forget. So we've got a rugby player, firefighter, and now boxer. Simamkele, this love of fitness and movement and this kind of a thing, I'd love to know that. Where does that start with you, that you love this physical stuff and you love being fit? Where did that come from?
Oh, it all came, I think it came from my father, because mm-hmm. since I was young, I was also a runner, uh-huh. short distance runner. And then in rugby, I'm a winger, which is the fastest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it all started there when I was young. And then I fell in love with it, and then I continued since now.
So you put on the boxing gloves, you suddenly realized, hang on, this lady's got some serious talent. Now you're a Golden Gloves boxer. I'd love to know, what did your family think? I mean, you're talking about your dad and his inspiration and your family when you said, I played rugby, I'm also a firefighter, now I've got in the ring and I'm really good. What did they say?
Okay, my mom was worried at first that this contact sport thingy, mm-hmm. that is dangerous for female. And then until she saw me playing, and then she was excited. And now she always attend my boxing fights. And then she would like to go to Poland, but since it's far, in Joburg, she went to watch me. She's been watching me all my fights. So they are supporting me now.
Yeah, that's what you need, right? To have the people closest to you around you and saying, come on, we believe in you. Oh, it would have been so nice, right, to take your mom with you to Poland. Wouldn't that have been special?
It would have been nice. It would have been nice.
Well, look, if you're already the Africa's junior champion and you're now going to get a title fight, this could potentially open really big doors for you to be able to fight in other areas as well. And I'm sure it'll be easier for you to take your family. Tell me about the fight. Who do you know who your opponent is, who you're going to be fighting against next weekend?
Yes, I do know her. I saw her after I was told that I'm going to fight her, and then I saw that she has 11 fights and 3 knockouts. She's also undefeated. And in amateur, she has 150 fights. She's also an MMA fighter.
Wow.
She has 2 fights there. So, yeah, she's good.
How are you feeling? I mean, your chances are good. You wouldn't be there if you weren't good enough. How do you feel about your chances?
Oh, I feel excited because I know I'm going to win.
Well, that's what we want. We're all behind you, right? South Africa, Mzanzi's behind you, Simamkele, and for you to go out there and do your very best. I wanted to ask you, I mean, we're a Christian station here, and you know, we're chatting to you, and we know you're a person of faith. What kind of role has your faith played in this incredible journey of yours?
it played a good role because I always pray every night, I pray every morning, even when I'm preparing for a fight, I always pray that, please God, help me win this. You know the struggle that I'm coming from. So it played a very good role.
Yeah, you
I thank God for this opportunity.
Yeah, what a great door for you to walk into. You said something very important there, the opportunity to be able to do this, and you really want to do well. Having the support of family, your faith, and having people around you, I'm very excited for you. If you were to win, and when, let's say when you win, okay, what would that mean for you? Where would you go to next? I'm sure you've sat with your coach and your promoter and sort of spoken about the possibility. What would that mean for you? And then where would you go next?
Okay. That plan hasn't been executed yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but I do want to be on top 5 of the female ranking in the world.
Yeah.
And then it means that after that, we are going to go for a bigger belt or defend this one.
Let's talk about the role you're playing as a role model for young girls. There must be many in your life, in the community, that are looking up to you. How do you feel about being a role model to other girls?
I feel good, and I know I'm a good example because I remember when I took my belt, I won my belt on 9 August from Joburg. And then I went to my community. They were all excited. Even the parents, they were saying that I'm the example that the children should look up to. So it plays a big role because all of those ladies, they won't stumble to go into all the wrong things. They will see that this is the way, and then they will follow God, and they will follow sport. They will be in school. They will do all the right things, looking up to me. So it plays play a good role in children in the community.
Yeah, I can hear that. So, Kelly, what is the recipe of your success? Like, what are the things that you believe you've done right that's brought you to this place? Apart from making some very good choices, and you've mentioned your family, like, what has been the recipe for your success?
First of all, it's hard work. It's God has been helping me through this all this way. It's dedication. Yes. I have goals, and I make sure that all those goals that I put, I must follow them despite everything. So it has been that.
Yeah, what a role model. And I think we can all learn from that. It's not complicated. It's hard work. It's dedication. It's having goals and knowing why you're doing it and for what reason, and going out to do it and to do the very best that you can as if doing it for God. What more could there be to that? I love that. I quickly want to go back to firefighting. You're talking about rugby as well. How does that affect your mindset? Because that's such an important part of success, is getting your mind right. Because that's where a lot of the battle is, isn't it? It's the doubt. It's the worry. How have these things helped you in terms of your mindset?
Okay, so mentally now, I'm always fit because as a firefighter, I'm a wildland firefighter. So as a firefighter, I have to climb mountains to help the animals, to help everyone to extinguish the mountain. And then through all that, you have to make sure that there's also heat along the way while you're going up.
Yes.
There are helmets, you are wearing that gear. So my mentality was already trained even before stepping in the ring. Because even in the ring, there's heat. We have to fight there and we have to win. As a firefighter, you have to fight fire, and you can't stop without putting the fire out. So
yeah, so you're definitely used to doing very, very difficult things. How does it feel supporting, being a representative of South Africa, knowing you're going to be carrying the South African flag out there and representing your nation? How do you feel about that?
I feel nervous and excited at the same time, but they must trust me. And I also trust myself. I'm going to represent them well there outside in Poland.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. Leaving soon. You're leaving on Tuesday, I believe, already. And then the fight is the weekend, right?
No, I'm leaving on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, yes. I beg your pardon. And the fight happening over the weekend. safe travels. I hope you're able to not only get your nerves under control, but to have a really fun and wonderful overseas experience, and to go and meet new people, be part of a different culture for a short while, and go and show them what South Africans are all about. We're tougher than they think. To you, Simon Kele, we're going to be following you. Can we check you out on social media or somewhere so we can see how you're doing?
Okay, so on, yes, you can. On Instagram, I'm Sima_Tucheni. On Facebook, I'm SimamkeleTucheni. And on TikTok, I'm SimamkeleSimTucheni in capital letters.
There you have it. SimamkeleTucheni. You can find her on the socials. Go and follow her, and we'll go and see how she is representing Jesus, representing South Africa, representing women, and as a role model to the young girls that are already looking up to her, knowing they're going to make better decisions and going to head down a better path because they're following somebody who's leading them. And that's exactly what we need as South Africans. Simon Kele, all the best to you. Travel safe. And let's hope you can deliver that knockout punch.
Thank you very much.
What a pleasure. Hey, let's follow her and we support her in the best way we can. And for all of those, I'm feeling a lot of disappointment from the Proteas. We were looking so good, man. And just the law of averages means we'd eventually have to lose a match. Why did it need to be a knockout semi-final? But don't worry, we've got Simon Mkele still representing, so we'll see how that goes next weekend.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.